Have you ever felt stuck in your life, unsure of how to move forward? Do you yearn for a blueprint to navigate life's challenges and reach your highest potential? Welcome to Learning Every Day, the podcast that brings you practical wisdom and actionable steps to transform your life. In this episode, we delve into the profound insights from the book Principles by Ray Dalio. We will explore 10 key principles that Dalio, a successful entrepreneur and investor, has used to create a fulfilling life and a thriving business. From embracing reality to fostering meaningful relationships, these principles serve as a guide to personal and professional success. We will break down each principle, giving you a clear understanding and showing you how to apply them to your own life. By the end of this episode, you will have a roadmap to create your own set of principles, helping you navigate life's challenges and reach your unique goals. Let's dive in.
Embracing reality, a path to growth. Have you ever found yourself wishing things were different? It's a common human tendency to resist reality, especially when it's uncomfortable or challenging. But what if I told you that the key to growth and improvement lies in accepting the world as it is, not as we wish it to be? The principle of embracing reality and dealing with it is a cornerstone of personal development. It's about acknowledging our current situation, understanding its implications, and making decisions based on this reality. It's about facing our challenges head-on rather than avoiding them. By doing so, we open ourselves to solutions that we might not have considered otherwise. Let's consider a real-life example. Imagine a woman named Sarah who is unhappy in her job. Instead of wishing for things to change or avoiding the issue, Sarah decides to face reality. She acknowledges her dissatisfaction, identifies the root causes, and starts exploring her options. This approach empowers her to take control of her situation and to make informed decisions about her future. Now think about your own life. Are there areas where you're resisting reality? What would happen if you chose to embrace it instead? Start by identifying one area in your life that you're dissatisfied with. Acknowledge the reality of the situation, understand its implications, and consider your options. Remember, the first step towards improvement is acceptance. So take that step today. Embrace your reality and open the door to growth and change.
Design your path with the five-step process. As Ray Dalio suggests, dreams plus reality plus determination equals a successful life. But how can we put this equation into practice? Dalio's five-step process is a roadmap to achieving what you want in life. It starts with setting clear goals. What do you want to achieve? What does success look like to you? Be specific, because vague goals lead to vague results. Next, identify your problems. What's standing in your way? Don't shy away from these obstacles. Face them. The third step is to diagnose these problems. Why do they exist? What are their root causes? Once you've understood the cause, it's time to design a plan. How will you overcome these obstacles? What steps do you need to take? Finally, execute your plan. Put it into action and make your goals a reality. Let's consider an example. Imagine you want to start a business but lack the necessary funds. Your goal is clear: start a business. The problem? Lack of funds. The diagnosis might be that you're not saving enough or that you're in debt. The design would then be to save a certain amount each month. The execution? Start saving consistently. This isn't just a theoretical exercise. It's a practical tool you can use right now. What's one goal you have? What's standing in your way? Can you diagnose the problem and design a plan to overcome it? Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So, what's your first step going to be?
Embracing open-mindedness. Have you ever found yourself in a heated argument, only to realize later that the other person had a valid point? It's a common scenario, and it points to a valuable lesson: the importance of being radically open-minded. This concept, one of the key principles in Ray Dalio's book, is all about being willing to question our own beliefs and open ourselves to different perspectives. Being radically open-minded doesn't mean simply agreeing with others. It's about listening, understanding, and considering other viewpoints before forming a conclusion. It's about being open to the idea that you could be wrong, and that's okay. This principle is crucial for personal growth and well-being because it allows us to learn from others, expand our knowledge, and avoid the trap of stubbornly sticking to our beliefs even when they're flawed. Let's consider a real-life example. Imagine a team working on a project. One team member proposes a solution that goes against what the rest of the team believes. Instead of dismissing the idea outright, the team decides to explore it. They listen, ask questions, and consider the proposal from all angles. In the end, they discover that this out-of-the-box solution is actually more efficient and effective than their initial plan. So how can you become more open-minded? Start by acknowledging that you don't have all the answers. When you encounter a differing opinion, resist the urge to argue. Instead, listen and seek to understand. Ask questions and consider the other perspective. It may not change your mind, but it will broaden your understanding. Try this approach in your next disagreement. You might be surprised at the results.
Embracing our unique wiring. Have you ever felt misunderstood or out of place? It's a common feeling, one that stems from the fact that we are all wired differently. Ray Dalio emphasizes this in his book, Principles. So, what does it mean to be wired differently? Essentially, being wired differently refers to our unique strengths, weaknesses, and ways of perceiving the world. It's our individuality, our unique blend of traits and talents. Understanding this is crucial for personal growth and well-being. It allows us to better understand ourselves and others, fostering empathy, patience, and effective communication. Imagine a team working on a project. Each member has a different role based on their unique skills. The analytical thinker handles data and strategy, the creative mind comes up with innovative ideas, and the empathetic communicator ensures smooth interaction. Recognizing and valuing these differences can lead to a harmonious and more productive team. Now think about your own wiring. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? How do they affect your interactions with others? Understanding this can help you navigate your personal and professional life more effectively. So, start today. Take time to reflect on your unique wiring and how it shapes your world. It's the first step towards self-improvement and better relationships.
Learn to make decisions effectively. Have you ever found yourself paralyzed by a tough decision? Well, you're not alone. We all face complex choices, and sometimes the fear of making the wrong choice can be overwhelming. But what if there was a way to approach decision-making that could help alleviate that stress? Ray Dalio presents a framework in his book, Principles, that is designed to guide us through these tough decisions. His approach is not about predicting the right answer, but about synthesizing information, making a decision, and learning from what happens. It's a process that transforms decision-making from a source of anxiety into a tool for continuous learning and growth. Imagine you're at a crossroads in your career. You have a stable job that you're comfortable in, but there's an opportunity for a new role that could be more rewarding, but also more challenging. Instead of getting stuck in indecision, you could use Dalio's framework. First, gather as much information as possible about both options. Then, weigh the pros and cons, considering your own personal and professional goals. Make a decision, but remember, the process doesn't end there. Once you've made your choice, observe the outcomes and learn from them. This way, every decision, whether it turns out to be right or wrong, becomes a stepping stone towards growth and improvement. Now think about a decision you're currently facing. How can you apply this framework to your situation? What information do you need to gather? And how can you turn this decision into a learning opportunity? Remember, the goal is not to avoid making wrong decisions, but to learn and grow with each decision you make. If you find value in our work, feel free to subscribe to our social media channels and rate our podcast. We strongly appreciate that. Also, feel free to comment with your own experience. We happily read all the comments.
Cultivating a positive work culture. Have you ever wondered why some organizations thrive while others struggle? The answer may lie in the work culture. As Ray Dalio says, an organization is a machine consisting of two major parts, culture and people. So, how can we create a culture that fosters growth and success? The principle of cultivating a positive work culture is all about fostering an environment of open-mindedness, accountability, and transparency. It's about creating a space where every team member feels valued and heard, where their contributions matter. Dalio emphasizes the importance of radical transparency and believability-weighted decision-making in the workplace. These concepts encourage clear communication, mutual respect, and informed decision-making. Let's take the example of Bridgewater Associates, Dalio's own company. It's known for its unique culture, where employees are encouraged to openly challenge their superiors, fostering an environment of intellectual growth and innovation. Now, think about your own work environment. Is it open and transparent? Do you feel heard and valued? Consider how you can contribute to creating a more positive work culture. It could be as simple as encouraging open communication or acknowledging the contributions of your team members. Remember, a positive work culture doesn't just happen overnight. It takes consistent effort from everyone involved. So, start today and watch how these small steps can lead to significant changes in your work environment.
Learning from mistakes. Do you remember last time you made a huge mistake? Did it feel like a setback or a disaster? Well, what if I told you that every mistake you make is actually a stepping stone to success? In the heart of Ray Dalio's principles lies a powerful concept: learning from our mistakes and using those lessons to continually improve ourselves and our circumstances. It's about changing our perspective on failures and seeing them as opportunities for growth. Instead of being disheartened by errors, we should see them as valuable feedback, providing us with insights into what works and what doesn't. Let's take Thomas Edison, for instance. He made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. But when a reporter asked, "How did it feel to fail 1,000 times?" Edison replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps." This story illustrates the power of reframing failure as a process of learning and iteration. Now, how can we apply this principle to our lives? Start by acknowledging your mistakes. It's okay to make them. What matters is how you respond. Analyze what went wrong and why. Then, use these insights to make a plan for improvement. Remember, the goal is not to avoid mistakes, but to learn from them. So the next time you stumble, don't be harsh on yourself. Instead, ask, "What can I learn from this?" And, "How can I use this lesson to improve?" This mindset shift can make a significant difference in your journey towards personal growth and success.
The pursuit of meaningful work and relationships. Have you ever asked yourself, what truly brings joy in life? Ray Dalio, in his book Principles, suggests that the answer lies in two things: meaningful work and meaningful relationships. Now, isn't that something worth exploring? Meaningful work is about finding passion and purpose in what we do. It's not just about earning a paycheck. It's about contributing to something larger than ourselves. It's about feeling fulfilled and satisfied with our work because it aligns with our values and interests. On the other side of the coin, meaningful relationships are about connecting deeply with others. It's about mutual respect, understanding, and love. It's about supporting each other in times of need and celebrating each other's successes. When we have both meaningful work and relationships, we experience true joy and satisfaction in life. Let's consider the story of Amelia. She was a successful lawyer, earning a hefty paycheck, but she felt empty and unfulfilled. She decided to quit her job and started a non-profit organization that helps underprivileged children get access to quality education. Today, she finds her work meaningful and fulfilling. She also prioritizes spending quality time with her family and friends, strengthening her relationships with them. Amelia's story is a perfect example of how meaningful work and relationships can bring true joy in life. Now, it's your turn to reflect. Are you finding meaning in your work? Are your relationships adding value to your life? If not, it's time to make some changes. Start by identifying your passions and how you can incorporate them into your work. Next, evaluate your relationships. Are they healthy and supportive? If not, it's time to work on improving them. Remember, life's too short to be stuck in unfulfilling work and unsatisfactory relationships. Pursue meaning, and you'll find joy.
Evolve or die. Have you ever wondered why some species survive while others go extinct? Well, it's because they adapt to their changing environment. Similarly, in life, we must adapt and evolve to succeed. This might sound harsh, but it's a reality we all need to face. The principle Evolve or Die from Ray Dalio's book Principles is not about physical survival, but about personal growth and success. It's about being flexible and willing to change our thoughts, beliefs, and actions to meet the demands of our ever-changing world. For instance, consider the story of Nokia, a company that was once a leader in the mobile phone industry. However, they failed to adapt to the rise of smartphones, and as a result, their business suffered significantly. This real-life example shows the importance of evolution in our personal and professional lives. Now think about your own life. Are there areas where you're resisting change? Maybe it's a job you're clinging to, a relationship, or a belief that no longer serves you. It's time to embrace evolution. Start by identifying one area in your life where you need to adapt. Then, make a plan for how you'll make this change. Remember, evolution is not a one-time event, but a continuous process. So keep evolving and keep growing. This is your call to action. Embrace evolution or risk being left behind.
The power of thoughtful disagreement. Have you ever found yourself in a disagreement and wished there was a better way to handle it? What if I told you that disagreement, when approached thoughtfully, can be a powerful tool for personal and professional growth? The concept of thoughtful disagreement is a key principle from Ray Dalio's book, Principles. It's about embracing differences in perspectives and using them to improve decision-making. This doesn't mean you have to agree with everyone, but rather, it's about understanding and valuing other viewpoints. Let's look at an example. Imagine you're in a meeting at work and a colleague proposes a strategy you disagree with. Instead of dismissing their idea, you engage in thoughtful disagreement. You listen to their perspective, ask questions, and share your viewpoint. This exchange of ideas leads to a more robust strategy that combines the best of both perspectives. Now, how can you apply this in your life? Start by being open to disagreement. When someone presents an idea that contradicts yours, don't shut it down. Listen, ask questions, and share your thoughts. Remember, the goal is not to win the argument, but to find the best solution. So next time you find yourself in a disagreement, embrace it. Use it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and make better decisions.
Well, we've journeyed through Ray Dalio's principles together, exploring key points that can truly transform our lives. We've learned the value of embracing reality, the power of being radically open-minded, and the importance of understanding that we're all wired differently. We've also delved into the art of effective decision-making, the significance of learning from our mistakes, and the joy of meaningful work and relationships. Remember, the journey to self-improvement is a continual one, so let's keep evolving. Now, if this conversation has sparked your interest, I encourage you to dive deeper into these principles by reading Dalio's book. It's a treasure trove of wisdom. And don't forget to follow us on our social media channels for more insightful discussions. Thank you for joining us on Learning Every Day. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and remember, the power to change your life is in your hands.